Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We actually had a cancellation this morning. One of our guests got sick, and we had a cancellation. So I've decided that, by the way, I said I'm Jim Blasingame, didn't I? I told you that, right? You know who I am. And I'm glad you're here, and on the Small Business Advocate Show, as you know, every half hour we have a different guest. Just about every half hour of the week. But sometimes I take some time on my own and talk to you about things that are on my mind. This half hour wasn't one of those, but the guest called in sick, and so we're going to do something else, which will give me an opportunity to do something that I've been working on doing anyway, and that's introducing you to some of the ideas that I propose in my new book. The book is called The Third Ingredient, The Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed. I'm going to say that again. The Journey of Analog Ethics. That's a term that I've coined, apparently. No one else has used it before. The Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed. So I want you, the first thing I want you to think about is you and me, the human beings involved in all this. You and I are analog. We're not the least bit digital. We're 100% analog. We're physical, chemical entities. And we always have been. And coming up in what I'm calling the 10,000-year analog age. I'm calling the last 10,000 years the analog age. Because that's been the period of time when you and I when our ancestors, people exactly like us, same DNA, everything, when they created, began the world that we have right now, the origins of our society, of markets, of economies, of governments, things like that, inventions, all the things that we have today began, in my opinion, around 10,000 years ago, when people stopped fighting and started doing business. And those people were analog beings, no less analog, no more analog than you and I are today. We're exact copies of those people in every way except one thing. We know more things today than they knew. I don't think we're smarter than they were. I don't think they were smarter than we are. Now, some of them were, obviously. We have the genius clusters like the America's founders, right? And we've had genius clusters over the years, but I'm not talking about individuals. But as human beings, we're no smarter than they were. They're no smarter than we are. So we're analog beings, analog humans, which was just fine as long as we lived in an analog world. And that's what the analog age was all about. We lived in an analog world. Everything we had was, for a long time, it was absolutely physical, right? No electrical stuff at all. We had lots of mechanical leverage, but not much, no electrical leverage. And so over time, and this is the whole thing about the analog age, we kept adding leverage, new kinds of leverage, the wheel, right, the lever and the pulley and all those things, and we mechanized all that, and then we had the industrial age, and then we had the 20th century, and so all those things came together to make cooler, faster, sexier analog devices, leverage that we continue to work with as analog beings. And along the same path, along the same continuum, in order to control our base human desires of the two base desires of fear and greed, I call them the active forces, we had to create something else to hold those two things in check. We had to create our ethical catalog, trust, which was there at the beginning, ethics, morals, We had to create laws, regulations, currencies, weights and measures, things like that, that kind of held all of things together to make sure that you and I dealt with each other fairly. Because that's what we want. As human beings, we basically desire order. And the ethics put order, kept order in our lives up and held against fear and greed and kept them from getting out of hand any more than they did. So we did all that for 10,000 years. But the problem today is that we're entering a digital world where there's digital leverage. And so in the analog age, we moved at the speed of miles per hour, right? And revolutions per minute. In the digital age, things are moving at the speed of billions of bits, billions of cycles per second. Billions per second, not miles per hour. It's a lot faster, right? So when things get broken in the analog age, it didn't have not as much damage was being done before somebody saw it and stopped it and maybe went back and fixed it. But what I'm proposing in the book is that when you and I break something at the speed of digital, before anybody catches it, billions of bits have gone in the wrong direction, right? And maybe can't be repaired. So the question is, and this is what I ask in the book, the question is, how do we, you and me, analog beings, transform our analog ethics, our catalog of ethics, the things that have held us all together for 10,000 years, how do we transform those into something that will serve us when things are moving, when almost everything we have is moving at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second? And within that speed continuum, going round and round at billions of cycles per second. How does trust, what does digital trust look like? I want you to ask yourself that question. If nothing else from what I'm saying in this segment that I want you to remember is what does digital trust look like? What will it look? Do you know what it looks like? Probably not. But we have to have it, don't we? Because remember, all the digital stuff we're creating, we have lots of new stuff, lots of sexy new tools and fun things, right? But you and I are still the same analog beings we've always been. How's that going to work if we can't make trust work in a digital age? That's the question that we'll be talking about more and more going forward. I'm Jim Blassie. And by the way, the book's titled The Third Ingredient. And it's available for pre-order at Amazon. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.